And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're once again contrasting 2 Samuel 22 and Psalm number 18. Let's get into the scripture today. We finished up. We just did the one verse last week talking about hinds' feet on high places and how that applies to progressively getting better, progressively getting stronger in the faith. And we looked at the small difference between the two passages. That's one of my, exceptions to the rule that we're just going to be looking at the differences in these passages. And that is the primary one that we would be going through and looking at the meaning of the passage as we go through. Continuing on, 2 Samuel chapter number 22, verse number 35. Again, 2 Samuel 22, verse 35. The parallel passage is Psalm 18, verse 34. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. And verse 34 of Psalm 18, he teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. The only difference here is the degree of the pause, semicolon versus a comma. Now, in the comma case, this makes the second part subordinated a little bit to the first part. The semicolon makes it they're independent and they're equal value and equal importance to the meaning of the scriptures. Teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Now, what does he mean, a bow of steel? He's referring to not a bow like you would shoot arrows. That's not what he's referring to. He's referring to a different thing altogether. And this is one of the few passages where the word steel is mentioned. And steel is, of course, that alloy of iron with carbon that is strong and stronger than iron by itself. And by alloying it with carbon, you get a much stronger material. Verse 36, 2 Samuel 22, thou hast also given me the shield of my salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Now, verse 35 of Psalm 18 is pretty different. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Notice the added phrase, and thy right hand hath holden me up. That is a big deal here. And again, we're talking about the differences. What's the difference here between Psalm 18 and 2 Samuel 22? Psalm 18 was meant to be sung by the congregation and is, maybe it's a later version or it's a different version of the song that David is first singing in 2 Samuel chapter number 22. And so the differences here, you have the additional phrase, his right hand hath holded me up. Now this is important. His right hand hath holden me up. Now, the right hand is the hand of strength. It's the hand in most people. There's obviously left-handed people. But in a left-handed person's sense, their left hand is the hand of strength. And there were left-handed people in the Word of God that were noted for being left-handed. Thy right hand hath holden me up. Now, for someone's right hand to hold you up, what hand are they going to get you in? What hand are you using? You're using your left hand. Your left hand. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip. Both verses sound the same. I just read them without giving the reference. The difference here again, semicolon versus a comma. That's mostly a pause. That's the rhythm. Maybe the two versions of this song have different tunes. Perhaps. perhaps, and that's why you have the different pauses. Verse 39, 2 Samuel 22, "And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise, yea, they are fallen under my feet." Verse 38, Psalm 18, "I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet." A little bit difference there. First, the consumed part. That's something David can say. That's something David can say. And David can say yea here. He can rise up and say yea. But everybody else can't say that. Can't say, "I have consumed them." You can just simply say, well, I've skipped one, didn't I? I skipped one. Verse 38, 2 Samuel 22. "I've pursued mine enemies and destroyed them and turned not again until I had consumed them." Verse 37 of Psalm 18. "I've pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed." Now, there's a couple of differences here. In 2 Samuel 22 and 38, we have a semicolon and then an "and," "turn not again until I had consumed them." In Psalm 18, it's a colon, "neither did I turn again till they were consumed." Here again, we're looking at the passive voice in the English language. "They were consumed" does not emphasize who was doing the consuming. It's emphasizing that they were consumed. In the 2 Samuel 22 case, I'm the one doing the consuming. And it's I, as opposed to they, were consumed. And there's a difference there. Saying they were consumed does not tell you who is doing the consuming. And then, again, the next verse, verse 38, we're not told, "I have consumed them." Further diluting the idea that I'm the one doing the consuming. David might have been, but the rest of the people are not. And that's the point of that. Verse number 40, 2 Samuel 22. "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me." Verse 39, Psalm 18, "For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." A little bit different wording, a little different order. And again, that's about the rhythm and the timing and the sound of it more than anything else. The meaning here is almost identical. We have the "thou hast girded me with strength to battle," as opposed to "for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle." But then we have colons. And then it's "them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me," versus "thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." Different order, same meaning. Different sound. Here we have a different sound. We have a different rhythm. We have a different way of singing these verses. Verse number 41, 2 Samuel 22. "Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." Verse number 40, Psalm 18. "Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me." And, you know, very similar. A comma versus a semicolon. Here we have a comma in 2 Samuel 22, and we have a semicolon in Psalm 18. Verse number 42, 2 Samuel 22. "They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not." Now, this one's quite different. Verse 41, Psalm 18. "They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not." Now notice, verse 42 of 2 Samuel 22 says, "They looked, but there was none to save." In Psalm 18, we're given more specifics. There was none to save them. And they cried. They didn't just look, they cried out. There's a difference between looking or searching and crying out. For instance, there's a scripture that's often misquoted in Jeremiah chapter 6 that says, "Ask ye for the old paths and walk therein." I've heard it sung. Search or seek ye out the old paths and walk therein. Now, asking is a form of searching. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But looking is completely different from crying. Crying out means you're asking someone to do it. Looking means you've got your eyes peeled and you're observing to see if there is somebody. There's a difference. People are looking for things, but are people crying out? When people come into church, they're looking for something. They're looking for a word from the Lord. They're looking for help, but you don't get it till you cry out. You got to cry out. Verse number 43, 2 Samuel 22. "Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street and did spread them abroad." Verse 42, Psalm 18. "Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets." Now, that's quite different. That's quite different. "Stamp them as the mire of the street and then spread them abroad," as opposed to just casting them out. There's quite a bit of difference there. If you look at the differences in meaning, there's quite a bit of differences in the meaning of those two verses, those two different verses of Scripture that we see there. And it's not just a punctuation difference. There's a substantial difference in meaning between spreading them abroad and casting them out. Yeah. And stamping them as the mire of the street, or beating them small as the dust of the earth versus as the dust before the wind. There's quite a bit of difference there. Quite a bit of difference. And again, the idea is that Psalm 18 is what is being sung by the people, whereas 2 Samuel 22 is what David is singing. And that's quite different there. Verse number 44 of 2 Samuel 22, thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Verse 43, Psalm 18, thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. Which I knew not and have not known are similar in meanings, but they are somewhat different in terms of the continuation of the meaning and the exact tense of the scripture. But I want to call your close attention to a major difference in verse 44, 2 Samuel 22. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people, as opposed to, thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou also, as opposed to just thou hast, and my people versus the people. Now again, the member of the congregation could say my people, but David says my people in a different way. He's the king. He's the head guy over the people, and so he needs to recognize that. And it's the strivings of my people. People against each others. And he can say it with a different conviction in his heart. He can say it a completely different way because his own sons rebelled against him and against his rule. Absalom rebelled against him completely. Well, Amnon rebelled against the idea that he could give Tamar to him as wife. It's a very different thing. Verse number 45, 2 Samuel 22. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Verse 44, Psalm 18. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. Now that turns it completely around. That turns the whole subject of the sentence around. It's the subject becomes, they shall obey me, as opposed to they shall submit themselves. They shall be obedient to me as soon as they hear. It means very similar ideas. The ideas are similar. They're not identical. They're very, very, very similar. And it's something to look at real closely is how this is different and the way and why it's different in the ways that it is different. Again, possibly because of a different tune. That's quite possible in this particular case. On down to verse number 46, Psalm or 2 Samuel 22. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. Verse 45, these strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Now that changes things just a little bit. Instead of a compound sentence that says, and they shall, it's simply the strangers shall fade away and be afraid. And that changes the rhythm of the sentence. And again, a lot of the changes are to make it easier to sing. A lot of the changes may be to put it with a different tune. And it's the idea that you have a different audience singing. You have, in Psalm 18's case, this is what the people would have sung. In the case of 2 Samuel 22, it's what David did sing. Verse number 47, 2 Samuel 22. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Verse 46, Psalm 18. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Now notice there's some differences here. The Lord liveth, and semicolon, and blessed be my rock, semicolon. That section is identical. But then, and let the God of my salvation be exalted, as opposed to, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. Now that's different. The rock of my salvation, the God of my rock of my salvation, as opposed to the God of my salvation. And David, in 2 Samuel 22, is claiming salvation. He's claiming he's saved. And this is one of the times that rock is used twice in one verse. There's twice that that happens. Rock is used five times in 2 Samuel 22 and only three times in Psalm 18. That's one of the biggest differences between the two. David is claiming grace, but for the people, he's God. Triune rock, three rocks, one rock in three parts, one rock, three parts in one whole. Yeah. Three parts to one rock. And that's something that can be a little confusing. But the point is, the God of my salvation, as opposed to the God of the rock of my salvation, there's some differences there. Verse number 48, it is God that avengeth me and that bringeth down the people under me. Verse 47, Psalm 18, it is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. Bringeth down and subdueth mean pretty close to the same thing, but again, they have different rhythms. They would be sung differently. They would be sung with different wording or different tunes probably. They have a different sound. And the song that the people were to sing sounded different from the song that David sung. And as you can see in our study, there's quite a few differences. There's quite a few differences. Verse 49, 2 Samuel 22, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me, thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Psalm 18 has a shorter version of the same thought. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. I want to call attention to one other detail. The previous verse ended in a comma in 2 Samuel 22. It ends in a period in Psalm 18. It's divided up differently. The thought's divided differently. In the case of 2 Samuel 22, verses 48 and 49 comprise a single sentence, as opposed to Psalm 18, where 47 and 48 are two separate sentences. And so it's set that way, and it's different in that way. Thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. And that's shorter, it's more to the point, and it would sing differently. I'm coming back to that point again. It would sing differently. Verse number 50, 2 Samuel 22. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Verse number 49, Psalm 18. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Again, a compound object versus a compound sentence, but also a word order difference. The word order is I will give thanks as opposed to will I give thanks. Therefore, I will give thanks and therefore will I give thanks. Now, there's a good example of this in the old church hymnal, the Redback Church Hymnal, number 88. I'm going that way. One of the verses, the soprano and everybody sings, as I onward go, and then the alto, tenor, and bass repeat, say, as onward I go. Now, the meaning is really, really, really close to the same. It's not almost worth splitting the difference. Notice what I said, not almost worth, as opposed to almost not worth. It's a matter of emphasis. I versus will versus therefore. And it's a matter of emphasis, and it's a matter of the sound. It's a matter of the literary effect. And finally, 2 Samuel 22, verse 51, He is the tower of salvation for His king, and sheweth mercy to His anointed, unto David, and to his seed for evermore. Verse 50, Psalm 18, Great deliverance giveth He to His king, and sheweth mercy to His anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Notice Tower of Salvation is missing here. Tower of Salvation is not found in the Psalm 18 version of this. Well, this does conclude our look at the contrast between 2 Samuel 22 and Psalm number 18. And so I hope this has been useful to you. I hope it's been a blessing as we've gone through this. Looking for the contrasts in these scriptures. And I want to thank you for listening to the podcast for this week. I Want to Know More is a podcast ministry of Brother Lamar Owen. I'm out of the Macedonia Baptist Church located in the Silverstein community of Transylvania County. To correspond with me, please email broadcast@lamarowen.net. Again, that's broadcast@lamarowen.net. And join us here again next week for I Want to Know More.